Hi folks, this is your tracking board czar Mike, here with a preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com this May 2017.
Well, if you can hear me, congratulations. Way to go. Way to go. You made it through. You made it through. You spent all that time, and now you're done. You did it. That's quite an achievement, Mike. My gosh, you looked a 20-foot carnivore right in the eye, and you've lived to tell about it. Well, you are something. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with it, for not giving up. That is really something. Now, you know what you should do? Turn the thing off, for heaven's sakes, and go outside. You know, breathe the air, take a walk, call a member of the opposite sex. You know what I'm talking about. You know, you have a whole life out there. Get the stink blown off you. Just go. Go, really. Turn off. You. I mean, really. What was
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Goldblum loves you. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some astounding news. Jeff Goldblum has joined the cast of Jurassic World 2. So girdle your loins. Yeah, layer those panties. Aw, yeah. Come on, get those ponchos, get those umbrellas. It's that time again, getting that IMAX theater. Aw, yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of Mr. DNA flying all around you. You know what I'm talking about. Aw, yeah, baby. Goldblum in the house. Yeah.
I love food, and I love the simple, beautiful peach, especially when it's ripe and fuzzy and delicious.
Yeah. Okay, let's dive right into the spec sales for May 2017. First up, me, because Viagra works. Second up, Jeff Goldblum, obviously. Third up, The Infinity Reel by Adam Dalba. Logline. The story follows a paranormal investigator who's drawn to a small town that has gone through bizarre phenomena. These instances have an eerie connection with the investigator's own past. Sorry, Dr. Venkman, you just can't fuck with Viggo the Carpathian and not expect any kind of repercussions. Just as a side note, I made my toaster dance this morning. I stuck a fork in it. I'm stupid. Production company's 21 Laps Entertainment. Studio is Paramount Pictures. Producers are Benedict Carver, Dan Cohen, Dan Levine, and Sean Levy, who we must once again thank for taking the plunge with the Duffer Brothers on Stranger Things, proving once again that genre science fiction will never die. The screenplay is based on Dalba's pilot at E1, who are in discussions about it being involved in the film. Dalba was recently hired by New Line to adapt the horror short The Maiden for James Wan's Atomic Monster. He also wrote The Castle, a pilot that's in development with A&E and Global Produce. The writer's rep by Gersh and managed by Grandview. Next up, Judd Hirsch's magnificent dangling love sausage. In 3D! Next, Peppermint by Chad St. John, who has the distinction of not only having had two screenplays on the 2009 blacklist, but also of never needing a port name. Logline. Described as a female John Wick, Peppermint is a revenge story about a young mother whose husband and daughter are killed in a drive-by shooting that leaves her in a coma. Finding herself with nothing to lose, she spends years learning to become a lethal killing machine in order to exact revenge on the 10th anniversary of her family's death. Her targets include the gang members who pulled the trigger, the lawyers who got them off, and the corrupt cops who enabled the crime. Sequels will include Field Mint, Spear Mint, and Double Mint, which features twins. Junior Mints will involve the next generation. And Thin Mints is about dietary supplements. Seriously, does anyone remember The Long Kiss Goodnight? Charlie Baltimore, motherfuckers! Also, I'm waiting for St. John's version of the Sergeant Rock comics, if it ever sees the light of day. St. John is best known as the co-writer of London Has Fallen, in which the city of London is attacked by plot holes. Production company is Lakeshore Entertainment, studio is Lionsgate. Producers are, here comes the list, Eric Reed, Gary Lucchese, Richard Wright, Tom Rosenberg, and executive producers are Chris Tuffin and Renee Tabb. Pierre Morel, director of Taken District 13 and the unqualified masterpiece that is From Paris with Love, is attached. Margot Robbie might be in the movie, and then again, she might not. This just in, nerds everywhere are flipping coins to determine their investment in this picture. Flip that coin, nerds. Flip it. Flip it. Writer's rep by UTA, which is why he has work. Before we continue, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for skipping the April edition. I'm sure you missed my thoughts on such scripts as El Camino Christmas. You didn't? Fuck you, too. Lastly, Worldbreaker by Joshua Rollins. Logline. Set in a not-too-distant future where Earth is under attack from creatures from an alternate world bent on humanity's destruction. It centers on a father who hides his 14-year-old daughter on an island to avoid her conscription into the all-female army and escape the war, but nowhere is truly safe. No shit. You can never trust those creatures from an alternate world, but somehow the GOP carries on. Production company is Amasia Entertainment, Writers rep by Gersh, and is managed by Affirmative Entertainment. Positive on that last one. And now a tribute. As one gets older, you end up watching more and more of your heroes die. For me, first it was Bowie, then Leonard Nimoy, and now Sir Roger Moore. When I was 10 years old, I remember renting Goldfinger and saying to myself, "Who's this guy? That's not James Bond." To me, James Bond was the funny guy with the ginger hair and the arched eyebrow who was in that undersea pod saying something about keeping the British end up. At the time, I didn't understand, but I knew it was cool. This was the guy, without losing that sense of good charm, could romance a beautiful woman in a chalet in the Austrian Alps, utter a quip, "Something's come up," shoot half a dozen bad guys while on skis before escaping by diving into nothingness. And then that glorious Union Jack parachute opened up, the Bond theme kicked in, and we saw 007 glide down into the title sequence as the opening piano notes of Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better kick in. Images of Moore looking like the coolest man to ever hold a martini blend with nude women somersaulting and marching with rifles and Soviet hats. Of course it was silly. We knew it was silly. Roger Moore knew it was silly, and together we had fun. I would grow older, and I'd learn to appreciate the other Bonds, but it was Moore, the Quipmaster General, inspired raconteur, and the man who devoted his life to UNICEF and helping others, who remained ever my hero. True story. Many years ago, when I first presented a script at a New York City Screenwriters Collective meeting, I received a note saying something to the effect that my characters moved like Roger Moore, all unflappable and whatnot. While it was meant as a criticism, to this day it remains one of the best compliments I have ever received. Goodbye, 007. Nobody did it better. Until next time, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike, signing off.